Good afternoon, everybody. So the shiloh that has been coming up a lot today is a lot of people are asking, can we listen to music tonight? Tonight being Lag BaOmer, so is the heter to listen to music only start tomorrow, or does it begin tonight already? So if you look in the Ramah says that on Lag BaOmer we suspend the Nihuge Avelus, but we normally, the Ramah writes, it's not Mi Be'erev, it's only in the morning when you say Mitzayim Kikulo, that's when the Avelus is over. So the question begs itself, what's with all these Hilulas tonight and everything else? There are all sorts of celebrations and concerts and Hilulas and things of that nature. So let's take a step back and figure out what exactly is Lag BaOmer. I mean, there are two basic views of Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is either a day that it happens to be that the Avelus ends, or it is a day that has a unique status. And if it's a day that has a unique status, then one could argue that the entire Yom becomes that unique status of Yom Tov. So which of these is it? So it really depends who you ask. If you were to ask the Chasam Sofer, or you were to ask the Shovel Meshiv, they would say the former, that it is not any special day in particular. The Chasam Sofer says he doesn't understand why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's death, if it's in fact true that it happened on Lag BaOmer, that he was Ola Basara Shemaima, Dafka on Lag BaOmer, why in the world would that be a cause for celebration? The Chasam Sofer says, I know what it says in the Gemara, that Kasha Misasun Shal Tzadikim Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu, that it's as bad as the day of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the day of the death of a tzaddik, the Chasam Sofer says, that shouldn't be a cause for celebration at all. That should be the cause for a great sense of mourning. And the Chasam Sofer writes that I heard that in Meron, they hold some sort of celebration. If I was there, I would not celebrate. That's the Chasam Sofer. In the Tshuvas Sholem Eshev in Madura Hay, he says that he is confident that in the days of the Beis Yosef and the Arizal, there was no rejoicing on Lag BaOmer. It just doesn't make any sense. Why would anyone rejoice in Lag BaOmer? So when Moreno Rav Shachter says over like, well, Lag BaOmer is, that's usually where he stops, right? So that's so then the other view is the Shara Kavanos, Rav Chaim Vital in Perek Yud Beis says that the Arizal absolutely celebrated and that there was great simcha when the Arizal would come to Meron and Lag BaOmer. And Rav Chaim Vital writes that there was a Mekubal, Rav Avram Halevi, who was one of the great Mekubalim in Tzfat at the time, and he had such he was in such mourning over the Chorban Abayis that he would say Nachim every single day except for Shabbos and Yantiv. He said Nachim every single day, including Lag BaOmer. And one night the Arizal had Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai come to him in a dream, and he said that this Rav Avraham Alevi said Nachim on Yom Simchasi Ha'avodashir B'Nechama. And sure enough, within 30 days, this Rav Avraham Alevi lost a child, and he had to be Mekabel Tanchumen. So it's a day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was offended that people would say Nachim on, that it's a day that should be of great simcha. Okay, let's assume it is a day that should be of great simcha. What is the simcha about? So there are three basic explanations of what the simcha is about in terms of identifying something that happened on that day that is cause for celebration. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel writes that Omrim Shapasku Lamus, that they say that that's when the Talmid Rebbe Kiva stopped dying. Who's they? What they say? But it's made it into Shulchan Aruch. And Beis Yosef, if you look, who's he quoting? I don't know. It doesn't say. But Omrim, they say that that's when the Talmid Rebbe Akiva stopped dying, and that was cause for celebration. The Me'iri in Yevamos of Samach Beis actually says it. So a couple hundred years earlier, he says that that was the day that the plague ended. In Zohar, it says that that was the day that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai shared his most profound secrets with his Talmidim, and that's the cause for a celebration. In the Chidah, in Mora Be'etzba, he writes that it's the day that Rabbi Kiva gave smicha to his last five Talmidim, to the Rabbi Seinu Shabbadarom, and that's the cause for celebration, because that's what represents the Hemsheikh of Torah Shebal Peh. The Arizal has an entirely different approach. He says that no, we're getting it backwards. We're looking for what happened on Lag BaOmer to make it a day of celebration. No, we should look at what Lag BaOmer is. It's not what happened on that day, but great things happened on that day because it was fundamentally already Misheshes Yimei Bereishis. It was already a day of Yom Tov and celebration. Similar to the Beis Halevi's Vart on Bavur Zeh, Asa Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim, right? That it's because of the, you know, you have to know the chicken or the egg. Gag, which one comes first, right? It's because of the mitzvahs we zoch to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not that because of Yetzias Mitzrayim we zoch to the mitzvahs. Similar, but really not similar. So the Arizal holds that since it was such a special and holy day already from Sheshit Yemei Bereishis, that's why that he was able to give smicha to the Rabbi Seder Shem Bedarim, and that's why Rabbi Shem Bar Chai was able to share the secrets of Torah, and that's why they stopped dying on that day, all because it was already such a holy day. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur writes that Lag BaOmer is a terrible day of Midas Hadin, and he says, and that's why we celebrate. What? That's why we celebrate? He says, because what's the halacha when you have din? When you have a Sanhedrin that's trying a capital case, and they all vote L'chiyuv, so what happens? The guy's potter, the guy goes off scot-free. So he says, there's so much din on this day that the din turns into rachamim, and Al-Pikabala, certainly, there's no greater rachamim than rachamim that comes as a result of din. Okay, so that leaves us with the question, can you listen to music tonight? So a lot of it depends on this, meaning if you hold that it's a day that is inherently a yantif, so the whole day is a yantif, already starting from tonight. But if you hold that it's not a day that's inherently a yantif, it just happens to be a day that we don't say tachnun for one of these reasons, but it's not really inherently a yantif, so then you have regular hemshech of avelus, where you have to apply mitzayom kekulo, and mitzayom kekulo we paskin is only biyom and not belayla. The Ramban shita's mitzayom kekulo is even mitzas halaylas kekol hayom, that as long as you get a little bit into the night, but we don't paskin that way. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerdeya in Siman Reish Sadiei paskins like the shita of Maram Rutenberg, not like the Ramban, that a portion of the night is not considered the whole day. Only a mitzas hayom is considered the whole day, and that's how the Gra assumes as well, and that's how the Mishnah Brura assumes as well, and therefore Rav Azna writes in the Tshuva in Shevet Alevi Chelech Ches Siman Kuf Samaches that since the poskim say that the issur of having a haircut during Sfira continues until the next morning, until tomorrow morning, so the issur of listening to music would also apply until tomorrow morning. So what's the tzad to be makel? So Rav Avadia writes in Chazon Avadia on Yom Tov in Madrus Tavshin Samach Gimli writes Belel Lag BaOmer Ule Macharaso No Gim Lahakel Lishma Shira Mikleinig. That because it's a celebration of the Hilulah the Rashbi, so we can already listen to music at night. In Halicha Shlomo, thank you, Tari Brandspiegel, for all the rest of these makaros, pretty much. In Halicha Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as having allowed haircuts already on the night of Lag BaOmer, and I asked him, how? Don't you need Mixiyom Kulo? And he says, Eich Nesor Tispores Kan Kishabimeron Chogim Barok to be Hilulah. How could we not allow haircuts when in Meron they're celebrating and they're singing and dancing and they're playing music? One might have said it the other way. How could they be singing and dancing and playing music in Meron when we're not getting haircuts tonight? But Rav Shlomo Zalman apparently said it the other way around. Rav Tuvi Goldstein has a tshuva in Chelek Beis from Memdalid where he's Mekel also at night, and he thinks that the Ramah was also Mekel. He says when the Ramah writes Lomi Be'erev, he means an Erev. He means like before Shkia tonight, before Tzitzit Chavim tonight. But once it's already nighttime, he thinks it is mutter. In the Sefer Nite Gavriel on Pesach Chelek Gimel Parag Nuches, he quotes the Prima Gadim and the Kafachayim in Siman Tafsad Gimel, saying that you can sing and dance to music at night. So great that he says that they say that. But if you then look up what the Prima Gadim and Kafachayim say, they're not talking about Lag BaOmer. They're talking about from Rosh Chodesh Sivan until the end of Svira. So he's making a tushtel that the days that we don't say Tachlin. So the days we don't say Tachlin, the whole day is like a day where the Avelus is suspended. In the Sefer Mesoros Moshe, it says that Ein lahakel lasus chasana bilab baomer kodem shkias lag. Meaning, if someone wants to get married tonight, they'd have a hard time. They'd have to start the wedding after shkia. What time shkia tonight? 7:57 or something like that. So you'd have to have a really late wedding if someone wanted to get married tonight. Aval, he says, Rav Moshe holds mutar lasus a chupa bilag atzmo kodem shkia, even though the suda is going to extend into the night, because once there's already a wedding, so then the wedding is going to override whatever Sfira continues. Rav Moshe works with the assumption that Sfira continues again after Lag BaOmer, right? That was Rav Moshe's minhag. That's what he thought was the primary minhag Ashkenaz, which is not what most of us do. Most of us probably start our velus after Pesach and continue until Lag BaOmer. But Rav Moshe held that you go from Rosh Chodesh until the end with maybe a break for Lag BaOmer. So he said that even though the velus has to continue on Lamed Dalid, if the wedding already happened on Lamed Gimel, so then you can continue. And the events that that are having music already, starting at 6:30 tonight or whatever, that I don't know what, I don't know who would say that that's okay. Rav Schechter points out that there are two reasons that one would allow music tonight. Either you hold that it's a real Yom Tov, or you rely on the Ramban, the Mikzvah Halayla's Kalayom. Neither of those are particularly convincing to him, and therefore, L'chore, in our yeshiva, it's probably better to wait till tomorrow until you listen to music. Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.